Ya'izu hi shematlas amdina shagahenim. Which pasuk is the one that saves us from amdina shagahenim? Ha'u dechsiv be'evro, the one that says the lashon of evro. Dechsiv, it says, yoyim evro ha'yoyim hu. And that goes on, gehenim. So kids, so the pasuk that says evro of lo yoyil hoin b'yoyim evro, that means that tzedakah tassim imovis will save you from gehenim. Which pasuk is it that tzedaka will save you from a madna a misa mishuna? That's noisnoi v'yene yedei elami noisna. If you give tzedaka and you do not know to who you give it to, that's the biggest chus that will save you from a misa mishuna. Or else noitlo, the oni takes the money, v'yene yedei elami noitli, does not know who gave it to him. These are the two midas, that the one that gives it does not know who he's giving it to, and the one that receives it does not know who he's receiving it from. So like this, noisna v'yena deyla mi noisna, say give it, and the oni should not know who gave it to him, lafuke midi marukfa. This is not like marukfa. So Rashi says, to ravukfa, or next gemara, we'll see, then noitla, if the oni takes it, and v'yena deyla mi noitla does not know who he got it from, that's also big mida, and that's also called lafuke midi rababa. That's not like rababa. So Marcel will soon see Rashi what the cases were. The yellow, but if so, heichi levit, what should you do? The best way through is leisiv lianaki shotzdaka, put it into the pushka box. So then the oni that takes it does not know who gave it to him, and the person that gives it also does not know to which oni he gave it to. So there won't be any embarrassment. Because like this, if the oni knows who's giving it to him, he's always embarrassed of that person. This is the best type of tzedaka. So Rashi says it means the rav ukva of rav abba of masechta ksubis. Marukfa used to put like $4 every day in a nani's a box. So in other words, he knew who he gave it to, but the yoni did not know who gave it to him. That was his midah. And Rav Abba used to do was he used to put money like over his shoulders and walk between the aniyim and drop the money there and walk away. So he did not know which Ani took the money, but the Aniyim knew who gave it to them. Like the Aniyim saw Rav Abba pass by, and they saw Rav Abba drop the money. So each one did a certain midah. But the best is not like that. The best is that not you should know who you're giving it to, and not they should know who gave it to them. How do you do that? That's through the Anaki Shotzdaka. That's the best way to do it. Yeah. Next we have a kasha. Ma'yase odom v'yiloi bonim chorim. What should a person do? And because they will have a children have boys. Rav Lezer Weimer, Yefazim Oysav L'Aniyim. Let him spread out his money for tzedakah, give it to Aniyim. Rav Yishua Weimer, Yesamech Yishto Dvar Mitzvah. Let him make his wife happy, because she does the mitzvah of Tashmash. When he lives with his wife, make her happy. Rashid Lefnei Tashmash. Put her into a good mood, and then Bishash Tashmash, Yibizayach Adav, Ozover. Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov Weimer, Lo Yitein Odom Prutal Yanaki Shot Tzedakah. You should not put money into the pushka of tzedakah. Helim came a munoleo, unless there's somebody in charge. Now don't just leave your money hefka in the anarchy. You don't know who's going to take it. There has to be somebody in charge there, to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradin. Somebody's being charged. So Gemara says, true. Now this is the kasha before it's mashma. As long as you put it into the pushka box, that's enough. Even though nobody's in charge. And here we see, no, the schus is only if you have somebody in charge of it. So Gemara says, true. When he said at the beginning also that the best thing is to put it in the pushka box, that's the Mimni Olei Krevi Chananya Ben Tradin. He also meant to say when you have somebody choshev taking care of that pushka box. So therefore the person that gave it, like the Gabbai doesn't know who gave it, and the Aniyim don't know who gave it to them either. Omer Rabbi Avua, Omer Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Bama Torum Keren Yisrael, how should we lift up the keren of the crown of the horn of Klal Yisrael? Omaloi, so he said, that's in the chisisa. So Rashi learns, Omaloi, the chisisa, in boyas losseis roshim, beyagvoyas kach mem, kaiflet zaka. That means like, how should we count Klal Yisrael? It means by give, they should give zaka. The chisisa, we gave them achsa shekel. Kitsa means by giving zaka, that's called Torum keren Yisrael. The Yomer Bahua, Shalu eshloimai ben David. The Yeshloime ben David. Ad heichin koichel shel tzedakah. How far goes the koyach, the power of tzedakah? Omer lahem, tzu urei ma pirish David. Abba, God, Hashem Melech said, go look what my father, Dovra Melech, explained. A posik in Tehillim that he said, Pizer Nosol Lianim is Lev Yonim, it's Tzitkosle Emedis Lad, and Karno Torah Mechovit. That Pizer Nosol Lianim means people spread upon their money to give out to the Anotia, to the poor people. So Tzitkosle Emedis Lad and Karno Torah Mechovit. We have Abba over Mehakov in this posik. Who meroymem yishkoin mitzidah saloyi mishgaboy lachmoy nosa meimov ne'monim. That matam meroymem yishkoin, what's the reason why chayisol and tzadikim will sit high up? The reason is mitzidah saloyi mishgaboy mishom de lachmoy nosan o meimov ne'monim. Because they gave money. They gave money, they gave food to tzedakah. Because of this they'll be zaycha to be meroymem. V'yomer abavua shalu eshloima d'yeshtoyna melech eizeo ben oylem habo. Who is considered a ben olam habo? Omolem, he said back to him, kol she kineged the kenov kovoid. That kineged is kenov, he has respect. Rashi says, kineged the kenov kovoid means, oysom she chokun lem kovoid v'olam hazeh. If they give respect to older people in this world, machmas chokmas iknosam, people that go and give respect to older people, they'll reserve to, they're going to be the ben olam habo. Ki ho di yosef b'reid rabbi Yeshua. Like Rabbi Yosef, brother of Yeshua. In other words, people will think that if you give respect to somebody, you're nothing. And really, it's not that way. The fact that you give respect to older people, that makes you Gufa ben Olam Habo. And Kiho di Yosef, brother of Yeshua. Cholash, he got sick and injured. He fainted. Now, Omalei Avua. So he fainted. Mustam means he had a Navua like his Neshama went up to Shemayim. He was able to see what was doing in Shemayim. Omalei, he said to him, Avua, his son said to him, Father, Machozis, what did you see in that world? What did you see there? Omalei, he said back to him, Mishino, Oilam Hofer Risi. I saw an Oilam Abu, a turned over world. I saw a turned over world. That means El Yoinim Lamata. That people that are in this world act as if they're great, and the next world they're mamash all the way down. V'tachzoin, the people that don't respect in this world, Lamala, the very Choshev on top. The people that are so respectful here, respected, because they're so rich. Rishim shom shem lamata upstairs, they're not choshev, they're nobody. V'tachtoinim lamala. Rishim aniyim shem beinenu shvolim. I saw people that here on this world, they're poor, they look down upon. Shom rishim chashuvim upstairs, they're very choshev people. Omalei. So he said back to him. He says, son said back to him, you know, Oilam Abororisa, you saw a clear world. That's the emes. That's the truth. And he asked back to him though, V'yanan hechik chazis. Sinon, where did he see us? The Bali Terror Rashi says, Hecha sinon hech, how was our chshivas? In Oilam Abor, or Malaki hecha de chashvin and hocho, chashvin and hosom. The same way at Talmud Chochem is chashiv here. Rashi says, Ki hecha, the eastern hocho, chashuvim and echbodim, hoch eastern hosom. The same way that Tamid Chochem, a chashiv here, that's the same way the chashiv in Shemayim also. And v'shamati she'oymim, but I heard in Shemayim they were saying there that Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamuda v'yodai. Happy is the person that comes to Shemayim and has his learning with him. V'tamuda v'yodai. Famous Tosfos speaks out here. El yoynim lamata v'tachtonim lamala pirish rach. T'yomru agoynim she'kabolo v'yodom rav mipi rav diolam hofa. What does it mean to say when he went upstairs in Shemayim he saw a turned over world? Hainu shiror Shmuel. Yosef Kaimid Rabbi Yehuda Talmidei. He saw Shmuel that was sitting in front of his Talmud. Mishum Demicha Bishmuel Perabama Bebehema. Because he was Meicha with him. Therefore he was put back up there. He saw this. Yeah. Right. The Shemati said also we heard in Shemayim, Shayyim, they were saying upstairs, Haruge Malchus, the people that were killed like on Kfayt Shemayim, but Haruge Malchus, and Kolberi Yechol Olam of Mechitzosin. Nobody could stand near them. That's how choshev they are. Rashi, oh yeah. Tzmur says, Maninu, who are these people? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, it means by the Asara Rugei Malchus. Rabbi Akiva, Tzmur asks the question, Mishom Rugei Malchus v'sulai, is the only reason why they are so choshev upstairs because of this last mitzah that they were killed by Kiddush Hashem and the whole lifetime not, like Pshita Balav Hachinami. That Pshit, even Rav Kiva was not Moise Nefesh. Also, all the schus he had from his whole lifetime would make him so chashiv upstairs. So Marin says, Elo haruge Lut. It means the people that were killed in Lut. There, those people were the chshivas were because they were meis and nefesh over there. But without that, they wouldn't have been so choshev. Tanya, we learn like this. Omar lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'tamidov. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to tamidim, "Bnei, my children, mal shomer kosev." What does the pasuk mean when it says tzedaka teroimim goy vechesed lumim chatos nena? That tzedaka will pick up the nation, but chesed by the goyim is like a chatos. What does that mean? Nena Reb Lezer. So his son Reb Lezer said like this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son Reb Lezer answered back and said, the Yomer said like this, tzedaka teroimim goy elu Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael gives tzedaka, it lifts them up, makes them great. The pasuk says, "Omikam chay Yisrael v'yechad boretz." Then, when the pasuk says, "V'chesed lumim chatas," that means called tzedaka v'chesed. Shuma is oyv dekachav moisim. Even the kindness and the tzedaka that goyim do and give, chetul hen. It's only a chet for them. Why? Sheinim oisim elulis gadavoy. They only give money, do the tzedaka to look great, for covet, for respect. But they don't do it l'shma. Therefore, by them, it's only a chet. K'may shenema, the pasuk says, Deilohim vekrivon nichoichin alohom shemayo matlinan lachayimaku v'noyu diyovet hochi. Yeah. So, okay, so they only do it to be praised. So we ask the question like, so what? Oh, diyovet hochi lat tzedakah gemuri. Even if somebody gives tzedakah, I'm not to be praised. Is that not called tzedakah? What Tanya we learned? Hoi, if somebody says, sell us zel tzedakah. I want to give this money for tzedakah. I want to give some tzedakah now. But b'shvil sheyichya b'ni, I'm doing it in schus. That because of this mitzvah, my son should live. Or else, b'shvil she'eskel elam abo. I want to give tzedakah now, that I should be zechah to elam abo. That's the reason why I'm giving tzedakah now. Gemara says clearly, harei zeh tzadik gomer. The person is called a tzadik gomer. It means he's doing the mitzvah. Rashi says, harei zeh tzadik gomer, adov lezeh machshava zu. Now, even though he's having this machshava, he can still be called a tzadik. But it doesn't mean he's a tzadik just because of this. It means that this does not take away from his tzitzkis. He can still be called a tzaddik even though he's doing this. Rakov putting his seer something good, it's nothing bad. To Marcel's Lakash, there's no seer. I tell you, can be Yisrael, can be Yerv Dikichovim. When a Jew does this, he gets reward. Mashenkin, by Goyim, they do not get. They get no reward. For them, it's called a chet. Rashi says, can be Yisrael, the can be Yerv Dikichovim. Yisrael dies in the Shemayim. When a Jew gives tzedakah, no matter what, his mind is really is doing Hashem. He's doing it for Hashem's sake. No, he wants something else also. So, ben yichya, ben lichya, einem ha-racham idas adin. Whether Hashem keeps the son alive or not, he doesn't feel bad that he gave tzedakah. And even though he's saying this, he wants that also to happen. But avada, his kavanah is to do the mitzvah. Avalakum, but by a goy, eino, it's not that way. Eino noisen elu amanas kein, v'yim lav mischarat. A goy only does kindness because he feels he wants something back. And if he doesn't get that back, he feels bad that he gave the tzedakah. So that's not called tzedakah. That's one shot. Then the Gemara says, Nena Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua answered back of Yechon HaMetzach and told him another pshat in the pasuk. The Yom like this, tzedakah tzroimim goy. When the pasuk says that tzedakah will pick up a nation, Eli Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael gives tzedakah, it lifts them up. Still the pasuk says, Omikam chay Yisrael goyechad, goyechad boretz. They're the great nation. The chesed lumim chatos, what does that mean? Kol tzedakah v'chesed. Shumas oivdik achavim moisim, chetul hen. It's also the same shot as before, but say a new reason though. That what any tzedakah or kindness that goyim do is only a chet for them. Why? Shein oisim elo kadei shetamshech malchusam. They're only doing it that kingdom should last. That's why they're doing it. Again, not l'shmo, but they're only doing it for their own sake. Shenem, the pasuk in the Neil says, Lehen malko malka yishvar alecho v'chatiyecho b'tzadaka porek v'avyitzcha b'micho nanin hein tevi arkon l'shlusicha, that that should extend your kingdom. The kids are the reason why they give tzadaka is only that their kingdom should be extended. Nehne Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel then said another pshat. The Yom like this. When the pasuk says tzadaka t'roi mem goyi elu Yisrael, it's going on Klai Yisrael. The pasuk says about Klai Yisrael, v'mikam Klai Yisrael v'yechen boretz. Now, Klai Yisrael does tzedakah, they're great. V'chesed lumim chatas, that means called tzedakah v'chesed. Sha'akim oisim chetu lehen. Any chesed and tzedakah that a guy does, it's only a chet for him. Why? She'en oisim elalis yoriboy. They only give tzedakah to be dig shots. to be a big shot, to be a yo, Bal Yehura, be a Bal Gaivnik. That's the chet for them. Now the cholam is your, whoever is a Bal Gaivnik, lifts himself up, thinks he's great, is noisful of the Gehenim, will fall into Gehenim. Shinem the Pasuk says, Zayd Yoyer Leit Smoy Oysa the Everest Zodai. That Leit Yor Leit, so someone is a Bal Gaivnik and a Leit, he'll only make himself into Everest. The Yed Evro Elo Gehenim. What does Evro mean? It only means Gehenim. Shinem the Pasuk says, Yoyim Evro Hayoyim Ahu. That day of Ruas means the day that you go to Gehenim. Oh, my Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Onu Tzrichin L'maydoi. We still need the way Maydoi teaches up Shat in the Pasuk. That Reb Lezer Maydoi Yoyna. That Reb Lezer Maydoi says, Tzedokah Tzroimim Goy. When the Pasuk says that Tzedokah lifts up the nation, Elu Yisrael. That goes when clients, so when Jews give Tzedokah, it lifts them up. Still the Pasuk says, Umi Kamcha Yisrael Goyechad Boretz. V'chesed lumin chatos. What does that mean? That called tzedakah v'chesed shakim oisim chetu lohim. That any tzedakah chesed a goy does is a chet. Why? Shein oisim ela lecharif oisanu. They're only doing it like to curse us out. That's why they're doing it. Only to make fun of us. Shenem the pasuk says, Vayovoy vayas Hashem kasher diber ki chatosam Hashem. Uloi shamatem v'koyloi. Voy lechem adobra azeh. That they only did things that to go against Hashem, to get Hashem angry. So even the tzedakah that they do, they only do it amanas to lecharef my son, to curse us, like to rank us out. Right, Reb Nechunya ben Akona. Nenner Reb Nechunya ben Akona. Nechunya ben Akona said shat. In the post like this, V'yama, tzedakah t'roim yam goy, v'chesed Yisrael ulumim chatas. And all of he's going like this. What stoko teroimem goy v'chesed liYisrael? That goes on the Yisrael. That's the way he read the pasuk. That stoko teroimem goy v'chesed. That stoko lifts up the nation in kindness. That's the Klai Yisrael. Or liyumim, but to a goy chatas. Omle Rav Yechonah Metzakla Tamidov. Niren divurim nechunya ben akonim medivrei midvorai. I like what nechunya ben akonim says more than your words. Or medivreichem. Lefishu noisen stoko v'chesed liYisrael. Because the way he dashes the pasuk, he's using the word chesed, also goes upon Klai Yisrael. So he'd rather dash it that way. That tzedakah t'roimem goy v'chesed, that all goes on Klai Yisrael. Uliyakim chatas, just goes on what? That the chatas, the chet, is to the goyim. Not here. Mechladu nami yomar. He also said a pshat. Mai, what did he say? The Tanya we learned. Omalem Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. Kishem shachatis mechaperas on Yisrael, the same way yachatis is mechapa for Klai Yisrael, kach stoka mechaperas haluma soima. He just said that nira dibur of nechunya ben akonim midvorai. Mashmi likes the way he learned shat better than the way he himself learned shat.